Our reading is taken from the first verse to the 12th verse of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. We are reading the NRSV English Translation Updated Version. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Through the listening of this reading, may we receive God's blessing.
Thanks be to God.
So coming of age requires us to do several things. Definitely, sa pag-usapan last week, to reflect on our past and also reflectively plan and envision the future. Diba? Yun naman yung ano eh. Pag tayo ay darating na sa certain na edad, yung mga, alimbawa, yung mga magta-21 o magta-30 o magkua-40, magsi-50. Pag dumarating tayo sa mga ganyang edad, so we reflect our lives back, and then we also reflect and plan what's next for my life, no? Last week was all about the many different peoples and experiences that gave birth to us, shaped us, and influenced us for good, bad, or things in between. Another thing we are called to do is ground and anchor ourselves Another thing we are called to do is ground and anchor ourselves, no? Pag meron tayong coming of age period, no? Yung pag-uugat, inuugat natin yung sarili natin. We ground ourselves. And in our scripture reading today, yung ang ginamit na word doon is root. Rootedness, pag-uugat, connection. Coming of age asks us where or with whom are we firmly rooted. No, sa ating coming of age, kanino tayo nag-uugat? Saan o kanino tayo nag-uugat? Saan o kanino tayo matibay na nag-uugat? Where or with whom do we get our support to stand and withstand the forces that pushes us here and there? Yung ugat, yun yung firmly na, di ba yung ugat ng halaman, yun yung kung bakit sa nakatayo. Di ba? Yung ugat, yun yung firmly na papatayo sa isang halaman o puno. Pag matibay, malalim at malawak at healthy ang ugat, matibay at matatag ang pagkakatayo ng halaman o nung puno. Hindi ito basta-basta mabubuwal o maitutumba ng hangin o ng baha. Unless na lang talaga level 5 yung bagyo, no? The roots are also the part of the plant. Yung ugat are the parts of the plant that takes in the nourishment from the earth and brings it to the other parts of the plant or the tree to grow. Ugat din ang nagdadala ng sustansya sa buong halaman. So, where are your roots? Nasaan ang inyong ugat? Where or from whom do you get your nourishment? Sasagutin din naman ng text. So John 15 tells us that our roots, the vine, whom we are rooted and connected, is Jesus Christ. So kung Kristiyano ka, sinasabi sa John 15, ang ugat mo, kung kanino ka nag-uugat, kung kanino ka konektado, ay si Jesucristo. Kung hindi ka Kristiyano, kung hindi Kristiyano, huwag nating ipilit na si Kristo ang kanyang ugat. Maraming Kristiyano kasi, ganun eh. Yung parabang, kung imemetafor natin yan, ano to? Puno ng bayabas. Pilit mong igagraph doon yung, ano ba? Eggplant. Hindi nga pwede, no? So, irespeto mo yung eggplant sa eggplant. Diba? So, kung Kristiyano ka at yun yung decision mo na maging Kristiyano at manatiling Kristiyano, ang pag-uugat mo ay kay Jesucristo. We are connected to Jesus Christ. The Christian community, konting context, the Christian community of the Gospel of John, year 100 somewhat, So the Christian community of John at about year 90 to about year 120 was being violently persecuted. And they are also being dispersed, exiled, and killed. And so the Gospel of John reminds the early Christians who were being persecuted, dispersed, exiled, and killed, and also us today, Christians in this queer church in the Philippines 2,000 plus years after, that though we are scattered, troubled, and challenged, we can always find our roots with Jesus. To be rooted in Jesus is simply to think about Jesus, or does it simply mean to say verbally proclaiming Jesus as personal Lord and Savior? Yun lang ba yun? Is that simply that? Connectado kay Jesus, ako ay Christian na, ako ay nag-uugat na kay Jesus dahil sinabi ko na sa stage, tinanggap ko na siya, tapos sabay tumba. Yun ba ang ibig sabihin ng pagtanggap kay, or pag-connecta, pag-uugat kay Jesus? Pwede naman, hindi ko masabing hindi. Diba? Pwede naman, pero baka kulang. Ang pag-uugat kay Jesus ay sa pamamagitan, well, number one, and sinishare naman natin to sa lahat ng mga Kristiyano, at sinasabi ito kung ngayon dito, ilang beses ko na sinabi kasi bilang reminder, ang isang pag-uugat kay Jesus ay sa pamamagitan ng panalangin, prayer, both personal and communal. Personal. Dahil masyadong tayong progressive or tayo ay may mga religious trauma bilang mga LGBT na hindi tanggap sa ating mga sa ating mga dating simbahan, ang tanong, bakla nagdadasal ka pa ba? Ate, kuya, sister, brother, sibling, nagdadasal ka pa ba? Do you intentionally make time for silence and prayer? Or does being progressive get in the way of that? At ito nga yun, sinasabi, kahit hindi traditional prayer, na chika ng chika kay Lord. Kasi imagination natin sa prayer, yung pag-chika kay Lord. Chika-chika lang kay Lord. Lord, kailangan ko to. Lord, kailangan ko yon. Lord, ba't ganito? Ba't ganon? Lord, asa na ang jowa ko? Ganyan. Yun lang ba ang prayer? Pag-chika kay Lord. So kahit hindi traditional na prayer, kung medyo nawawala na ang pag-uugat natin kay Jesus sa panalangin, you can explore different and other kinds of prayer, many of which are very simple. Diana Butler Bass tells us that many of the rituals and spiritual practices of the church comes from the most ordinary and simplest forms of human activities. At pag tinignan nyo ang lahat ng spiritual traditions, kahit hindi Kristiyano, if you go Buddhist, Hindu, Zen, whatever, the first and most fundamental practice, spiritual practice, is simply breathing. At minsan kasi, di ba, ang tao, gusto niya marami, gusto niya mga elaborate, complex. Kaya minsan, the simplest of breathing, lahat ng spiritual traditions goes back to the number one spiritual practice, and that is to intentionally breathe and pay attention to your breathing. That's why in Genesis 1 tells us that God breathed into the human the breath of life, and that the Hebrew word for breath, hangin, and also interchangeably translated as spirit, Holy Spirit, is Ruach, ganun daw ang pronunciation. And so spiritual traditions will tell us, breathe. Pay attention to your breathing, the inhalation and exhalation. Then even if you go to yoga, to the yogis of India, ang unang ituturo nila sa inyo, techniques in paying attention to your breathing. Meron yan yung isang ilong lang, isang nostrils, isang ilong lang, isa lang naman talaga yung ilong. And even the Buddhist, if you go to the Buddhist and different meditations, ang unang sasabihin nila sa'yo, pay attention to your breathing. And then in the Christian tradition, some of the monks and Eastern Orthodox monks, they will tell you, pray, kasi meron sa Eastern tradition yung at kinukuha nila to kay Paul, praying unceasingly. Walang paghintong panalangin. At sinasabi na hindi ibig sabihin nun, every second, every minute, Lord, Lord, Lord. Hindi ganon. Or yung every hour, pupunta ka sa harapan, magdadasal ka. Diba? Na-share kasi ni Rix doon sa dati niyang church, required yung mga church workers, associate pastors, na every hour magdadasal dun sa harap ng stage. Kasi opisina ng pastor, nasa gilid, kita niya kung sino nagdadasal. Pag di ka nagdasal, every hour, punta ka sa office ko. Yan. Hindi yun ang ibig sabihin ng praying unceasingly. How can your breathing be a form of prayer? Yun yung sinasabi. It's paying attention to your breathing and knowing that the Ruach, the Spirit, is coming into you and going out of you. And that is a sense of prayer. So breathing, it's as simple as breathing. Being aware of your breathing and thanking God that you are still breathing. To be grateful for every breath. At ito naman yung sabi ng isang Hindu mystic ni Sadhguru, there is no reason why you cannot be thankful each morning if you wake up each morning, because in the evening, when you sleep at night, by tomorrow morning, over 1 million people have already died in their sleep. And so when you wake up in the morning and you are still alive, and when you wake up, your loved one is still alive, and you are breathing, be thankful for every breath. That's already a form of prayer. Focus your attention on your breathing. Now, another spiritual practice, at ako, ito, medyo love ko to, pag on a retreat. At sabi rin ng mga spiritual traditions, maglakad ka, ate. At dapat, hindi tayo, lalo na sa mga baklang lalaki, sa mga bakla, dapat appreciate nyo yan. Lalo na mga matatandang bakla na lumalakad sa harapan ng UST. Diba? Pero dahil tumatanda na tayo, i-change na natin yung intention ng paglalakad, di ba? Let's walk with the Lord or walk for the Lord. Di ba? Walking. All spiritual traditions will have some form of meditative walking. You know? It's not only spiritual, it's also physical. Sabi nila, may mga videos ngayon na lumalabas about kahit hindi ka mag-exercise at mag-gym, yung walking in itself, intentional walking for several minutes, steps, certain number of steps every day will prolong your life and will make sure that your brain is functional. No? Helps in, yung hindi mag-deteriorate yung ating isip. Walking is a spiritual practice. So walk. You can pray by simply walking. Our most sacred ritual in Christianity, the Eucharist, is a meal shared. And babalik tayo, lahat ng spiritual tradition has some form of ritual in terms of eating. Pagkain can be a form of prayer. So find the spiritual practice by which you can connect with Jesus or God. Maraming very ordinary na ginagawa tayo can be spiritual practice. Paghuhugas ng plato. To some people, that can be a very spiritual thing to do. Or sa, yung iba meron din, meron kong kausap, yung paglalaba, kasi yung attention, yung para ba yung attention tas moving and all, so it can be a form of prayer. Ayoko maglaba. Ano naman ako, mas sa plancha ako. I find plancha as medyo therapeutic. No? O yun, pag nasa stress ka, ito pa, another basic ritual, baptism. And all other religions has form of ritual cleansing. Yung simpleng pagligo mo sa umaga o sa gabi bago matulog can be a form of prayer. At may mga nagsasabi na ngayon na pag malungkot ka, depressed ka, o nasistress ka sa trabaho or what, take a hot shower. Well, depende, hot shower or cold shower, whichever works with you. Gawin mong gusto mong medyo spiritual, lagyan mo daw ng asin. No, Atin, hindi toyo o ano. Ayan. So, at preferably salt water, ano daw. So, find what is the most ordinary of human practices that you can intellectually and spiritually, emotionally connect with as a form of prayer. And then it's not just individual. Connect with Jesus, with community. Be part of a community. It doesn't have to be a church. It doesn't have to be MCC. Where you, if you find a community where you feel you belong, when you find a community where you feel that they're doing something of service to others, when you find a community that you see, nafe-feel nyo na merong values ito, be part of that community. It doesn't have to be church. Be part of that community because incarnation, the doctrine of incarnation in Christianity, yung Diyos na nagkatawang tao, the word Emmanuel, God with us, is about experiencing God with people and through people. Palagi maririnig dito, seeing Jesus in the other and others seeing Jesus in you. And so, in a community, Jesus can be found. You can be connected and rooted in Jesus in and through a community. Na again, hindi necessarily church. Advocacy. Parang connected na rin naman yun doon. No, advocacy. You can be connected to Jesus through advocacy even if it has nothing to do with faith. Join an advocacy. Volunteer in an advocacy with your unique gifts and talents. Dahil ang pananampalataya, faith, ay dapat buhay, kumikilos, gumagampan, yumayakap, nakikisangkot, tumutugon, and sa lahat ng ating mga ginagawa, doon natin nakikita at nauunawaan na sa ganung paraan tayo nag-uugat kay Jesus sa kanyang pinamalas na buhay at sa kanyang mga salita. Dahil si Jesus hindi naman puro pray, pray, pray lang. Diba? Pero sa mga pray, 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 nire-remind din, ayun, hindi naman siya puro pray, pray, pray lang. Pero nire-remind din tayo ni Jesus sa mga puro work, 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 work. Mag-pray din. Kasi si Jesus nag-pray din. Diba? May nabanggit sa scriptures tuwing nagpe-pray siya. Now, the other part of my preaching and the other part of the scripture we have today, aside from being rooted in Jesus as the vine, the grapevine, binanggit dun sa scripture natin yung sinasabing to be cut and pruned. Ano ba Tagalog ng pruned? Tangga? Tapyas? Tapyas, no? Tabas? O, tama, tabas. No? To prune. Some plants and flowering plants, grapevines, and some trees which are being cultivated require regular cutting and pruning. No, ang mga halaman na kinakultivate, nangangailangan yan ng regular na pagtatabas at pagpuputol. For good health and also to encourage growth. Meron bang mga insecurities na kailangang harapin, iproseso, para ma-let go? So that we can have healthier relationships with other people. Meron bang mga doktrina, paniniwala, or religious practices from your former churches na kailangan mong iwaksi at expel sa iyong sarili? Or kahit hindi Christian, are there things in your life that prevents you from being a good human person, a human being? Are there people and memories and insights that live rent-free inside your head? Nakatira, ginugol ang buhay mo sa loob ng utak mo, rent-free. Baka kailangan mong bunutin. Because if you are infected and withered by holding on to everything and everyone that causes you sickness and toxicity, spiritually, emotionally, and socially, then how can you remain as a branch connected to a much larger tree or plant called community? If you are infected by a certain toxicity, how can you remain connected, or corruption, how can you remain connected with Jesus? So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. Hindi na natin babasahin, alam nyo na yun. Yun ang magandang pamantayan sa kung sino at ano mga dapat nating iwaksi sa ating mga puso, isip at pagkatao at bitawan sa ating buhay so that we can bear flowers and fruits. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever follows my commandment abides in my love. Then later, Jesus further says, this is my commandment. Ay, sabi niya, ito, sino mang sumusunod at sa aking kautusan at mga salita ay nililita akin. Pero ito ang aking kautusan, that you love one another. To diagnose what is healthy and what is not healthy in our lives and in our faith will be tested by the commandment of Jesus to love, which Paul, one of his followers, gave us one of the best definitions and articulations of love, Christian love. Christian love is never neutral, as per Jesus and Paul. And the love that Jesus exemplified and the love that Paul defined tells us exactly who and what are those that needs to be cut and pruned from our lives, relationships, and communities. Sino daw yon? Someone who is rude and irritable. Someone who rejoices in evil and evil doing. Someone who is constantly impatient. Or something that is not kind. Someone na puro sarili lang ang iniisip. Someone na puro kasinungalingan at ginagamit ang kasinungalingan para manlamang sa kapwa. Someone who is brilliant, talented, intelligent, pero masama ang ugali, domineering at manipulative. Ask yourself, ang ganito bang mga tao or practices or perspectives, do you want them in your life? So do you want these things in your life? Do they reflect faith in Jesus Christ? Do impatience and irritability express genuine spirituality and love? Or are these things situations and people that require cutting and pruning from our lives so that in turn we do not be the ones to cut off and thrown away? Pero gusto ko rin sabihin at itanong kahit hindi na ako mag-elaborate, closing na. May sitwasyon at pagkakataon rin ba na ikaw yung toxic or masamang impluwensya na pinutol ng Diyos mula sa buhay ng iba? O mula sa isang komunidad o grupo? Baka ikaw yung magulo doon at nagpapakagulo sa kanila. That is also worth reflecting on. Maturity is also asking the self-accountability question, was it me? Did I do wrong? What was my part in the problem or conflict? No. Kasi ang dami, di ba? Ang daming mga memes na cut them off, remove them from your life. Mga ganyan-ganyan. Valid naman yon in certain situations. Pero minsan, yung nagsasabi noon, sila pala yung toxic. Diba? So, reflect din. Kasi part of maturity is owning up that maybe sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes there are times and situations na baka ikaw din yun. Tayo rin yun. As you have noticed, the past two preachings and in the relation of our 18th anniversary month, I'm not only preaching from an individual and personal context, but also from the context of our church community. So in closing, Open Table MCC is a small church, a body of Christ that God planted in Quezon City 18 years ago last Friday, September 13, 2006. Ilang beses na muntik-muntik ang mamatay ang halaman na ito, ilang beses na rin nasaktan ng bonggang-bongga by no less than the founding pastor. Pero hindi sinukuan ng Diyos. God did not give up on Open Table MCC even when its own pastor almost destroyed it. God did not give up on Open Table even when many others did. And each of those crucial moments of decline and bad church health, we lost people. But perhaps it is God's way of cutting and pruning those that were not healthy for the church. And admittedly, during the not-so-good age of this church, perhaps yung simbahan din mismo, hindi naman lahat ng nawala dito ay masama. Baka din naman, the church at that time was also unhealthy. The church was also unhealthy for certain individuals and it did not have the proper systems. So, kaya marami sa inyo magtataka pag nakikita nyo mga lumang pictures ng MCC Quezon City or even MCC Manila. Pag nakikita yung mga lumang pictures, saan na sila? So, one of two things. Either, siya, andito pa. Oo. One of two things. There are those that God has to cut and prune because they were not healthy or good for the church. Second, the other situation, perhaps Perhaps the church was not healthy and therefore God had to save individuals from this church na kulang pa sa systems and structures to create a genuine safe space. So 18 years of Open Table, God never gave up on us as much as we never gave up on God and our queer siblings. Ours is a story of painful growth, of many cuttings and prunings, rooted in Jesus, is keeping the main thing. And with God's cutting and pruning, para ma-refine tayo, ma-refine, we're no refine tayo, at maging mas healthy and encourage better growth. And I know, as we move forward towards adulting, growing, and maturing as individuals and as a church community, the process of cutting and pruning will continue. Magko-continue pa din ang pagtatabas sa atin. We are pruned to grow, to flower, and to be fruitful in and with love. With new fruits, the seeds by which the seeds are to be scattered so that new safe spaces, new open tables, rooted in Jesus and producing fruits in many other places so that every queer child and straight ally have a table where God's love is genuine and true. Listen to what the Spirit is telling us today through the Gospel of John as interpreted and delivered.
May the words we have received inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.